Hello, Arizona, and everyone else listening. My name is Clay Ink, and this is Arizona Unknown. That's right, your stories, your experiences, all Arizona and all unknown. We've made it to episode 2. Wow. Look at us. 2 episodes. Unstoppable. That's right. It feels like just yesterday. Just feels like last week we started this podcast. Because we did. All right. Look into my eyes. Oh, wait. You can't. Look into my mouth. That sounds weird. Don't do any of this. Just sit down and listen to the podcast. So I guess let's talk about the weekend. It was a Halloween weekend, and I took my kids trick-or-treating, went and cruised around. We hit too many houses, too much candy. No, it was actually a really good time. The kids had a blast. Their mom took them to some place at the hospital area, or some, I don't know where it was exactly. Somewhere. And then I took them trick-or-treating, and then we just did a lot of things. It was really nice. It was fantastic. My younger son was Sonic. That's right. He runs pretty fast. He runs pretty fast. Sonic fast? Just kidding. Way faster than Sonic. And then my older son, he was a Minecraft Steve. That's right. He had the Steve mask. He had the shirt color and pants color. He was out there styling. So it was really fun. It was nice to see other Steves and Sonics. They would embrace with love. It was very nice. But no, we had a lot of fun, and I hope you guys had a lot of fun. Let me know. I don't know where you let me know. Shoot. Let me know on Snapchat at Clay Ink. Just kidding. I don't know where to let me know, but we'll get it figured out. Maybe I'll create a Discord if anybody knows what that is. That'd be kind of interesting, but we'll see. Overall, though, about the podcast, I don't know. I think the podcast is doing fine. It's really nice. I enjoy sitting down and doing these so far. And, I'm a little busy, but I think I'm trying to get on a better schedule. This actual podcast was supposed to come out this Halloween weekend. Ooh, but is it a Halloween? is it a Halloween episode? No, it's not. So I guess we're lucky we're late. It would be nice to get these out every week, so I'm hoping for that. And I hope you guys have been enjoying this. It's been an interesting drive. It's been an interesting ride so far. And like I said, this is only episode 2, so it's just the beginning. You're barely putting on your seatbelt. I'm already asking you how the trip was. You're right, I just need to slow down. Let it play. Let it roll out. Enjoy the drive. Enjoy the cruise. This isn't even a cruise. This is a podcast. Nobody's in a car. Actually, you might be in a car. Is that true? I always wondered that because I sometimes will listen to a podcast in the car. A lot of the times I will listen to a podcast at work is mainly when I do listen to podcasts. I do overnight stalking, and so basically we're left to ourselves. And yeah, what am I going to do? Sit there in the silence? I listen to my podcast over and over. Just kidding. No, there's a lot of good podcasts out there. Excellent ones. I listen to a lot of different things. True crime is a big one, as always, but there's a lot of interesting things out there. What actually first got me into listening to podcasts was I don't even know what to call it. It's like scripted, like shows, basically. And they're very interesting. I kind of want to look into finding some more. Girl in Space, I think, was one of them. I'm trying to think of these other ones. But anyway, I'm just rambling. Before we get into reading the posts, the emails, that's right. We got some stories that have been emailed in, which you can do at azunknownpodcast@gmail.com. That's right, azunknownpodcast@gmail.com. Go ahead and throw me some stories. You don't have to tell me it's you. You don't have to say, Clay, I'm sending you a story, bro. It's me. No, send it on your friend's email, your mom's email, your work email. It doesn't matter. I would love to hear your story if you have something interesting to tell. Like I said, they can be about anything. As long as it's a good story. It could be a creepy story. It could be a good story. A sad story even. Are you trying to make me cry? What are you doing? I actually haven't read these stories. I'm going to read them and listen to them just with you, I guess. Maybe not the same time. But yeah, we'll experience it together. So it should be interesting. I'm excited to check it out. And whoever sent it in, thank you. I appreciate it. So let's open up the first one and look and see and read. This is story one. When I was 13, my family and I went camping up north, and we decided to go look for an abandoned cabins, like we did every year. Oh, interesting. Interesting thing to do. We came upon this one cabin that looked so normal, and the door was wide open. So we walked inside, and it was trashed, except for one room. The door was completely intact and closed. And as we opened the door, it had the loudest creak, and in this room was completely empty. The only thing in this room was an old rotary phone on a table in the middle of the room. You know who they're contacting, right? Satan. Who else would you contact? Rotary phones? Who else uses these? Pure evil. On the phone was a perfect, bloody handprint. So we are looking around and notice that there was a bathroom in the room. And we go in there. And the bathroom was empty too. But the tub, toilet, and sink all had marks from where blood had been. Leave immediately. Leave immediately. Take the phone.
Go.
We ended up leaving. The scary thing is, ever since then, we haven't been able to find this cabin. There are no traces of it. It's like it vanished. Even the people on the reserve didn't know what we were talking about because there had never been a cabin there. I'm glad you left when you did. And I'm glad you got out with your lives. Sometimes people don't get so lucky. I guess it just wasn't your time. This was an incredible story. I hope you called the cops, because what the heck? If you go out into the woods, you find a cabin, it's full of bloody handprints. Somebody's hunting, or somebody's murdering, right? It has to be one of the two. Did you see anything? What did you see? Was there deer? Did you see a deer? Oh, deer? How crazy. Really, though, I hope something was done. But, like you said, though, where do you send them if you can't find the cabin again, and it's gone forever? Oh, what a good story. Thank you. Excellent story. Thanks again. Thanks again. Thanks again. And I think we have time for one more, should we? Let's open the emails and see what we have in store for us. Where is it? Oh, where could it be? Where did I save it? What did I do? just kidding. It's right here. Of course, it's right here. It's on my computer. I'm looking at it. I don't know what you guys are doing. Catch up. I'll give you a minute. This is story two. So I lost my grandfather when I was 6 years old. Him and I were very close. We never left each other's side. Well, fast forward years later, and I'm a senior in high school. Years? It's quite a few years later. 6 to what? How old you got to be in high school? 16? 10 years later? All right. See, I had an assignment to write about someone important in my life. And I wrote about him. Aw, that's so sweet. I bet your grandfather was a great guy. So it says, this paper was like 3 pages long. And on one of the papers, it had his name highlighted. Because it was his full name. And I wanted to make sure people knew who he was. I left them inside of my desk, and I left to go get something to drink. And I come back a few minutes later, and the papers were on the floor. And the only one face up was the one with his name. Ooh, that's real. That's real. Inside of your desk? I thought it was the wind, but my window was closed, and the air conditioner was off. So I just left it alone, but was freaked out. But then, it happened again. And in my mind, it's just him letting me know that he's still with me. And that makes me happy. Oh, that's very sweet. That's a great grandfather story. I really like that a lot. So thank you, whoever wrote this in. I appreciate it very much. Stories about grandfathers and dads and families. It's just, it's a beautiful thing because these people mean a lot. You know, They're there for a lot of your life. They're there for a lot of your growing and learning, and they're a part of you. So be nice to your loved ones. Be nice to your mom. Be nice to your sisters, your uncles, whoever. I see you out there. I know. I see you being all rude. Just kidding. Maybe some of you. But most of you, I'm sure, outstanding people. So, thanks again for this great story. And now we come to the time for me to tell a story. I probably won't tell a story every time, but maybe I'll just tell a little story. What do we call this one? Clay Ink's Story of the Day. Don't get your hopes up. Don't get them too excited. Let's just see how it goes. So I remember a time when I was in high school. Yes, many, 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 many years ago. I'm older than I look, and so I was in high school, and I had a lot of different unusual friends, and there was this one guy. He was actually an older brother of one of my good friends, and he ended up being a really good friend, so we all hung out. It was a pretty small town. And this guy, he was, I don't know how to describe him. He was before his time. He was a man of the new age. Just kidding. No, but he was like into like a lot of psychedelics and a lot of very interesting things. It seemed like he had a very particular style, and he was a very cool guy. But anyway, so we were in high school one day, and the hallways were pretty small, and we were all kind of gathered in there, crowded in there. And this guy, he's there, he's probably like a senior or so, and we're maybe freshmen. And him and his crew are posted up against the high school lockers. The deadliest place you can ever be, especially as a freshman. You go through there, you're dead. But they're there, they're hanging out, and then all of a sudden, that dude lights the trash can on fire. That's right, he goes to the trash can, and I don't know what he threw in, maybe a match, something. And it seemed like it took him by surprise on how fast the trash can actually lit up. And the whole thing within seconds was just like burning out of control. Immediately after doing this, he flips the trash can upside down and starts stomping it out. And he puts the whole trash can out. And the whole hallway was so crowded, nobody knew what happened. You know, only maybe me and a couple people actually saw him do this. So to everybody else, the trash can lit on fire. And he stepped in to rescue and put it out. And he played it off so well. He stomps it out and he puts it out and he starts looking around and says, who the hell did this, this and that? By that time, the principal was already there. Actually, I think it was the vice principal. That's right. Head of discipline. And he gets told the story of what happens as in somebody lights up the trash can. And luckily, this gentleman, of course, an outstanding citizen he is, was luckily there to put out the fire. And he actually got... He got congratulated, gave him an award, they hugged him, they made him a stepson. No, I don't know what, like, if they gave him anything, but they were very excited. He actually got, like, congratulated and a lot of different things for putting out the fire. And nobody really knew that he was the one who actually started it, so. Great story. I never told anybody. Come on, what do I look like? Huh? Am I a punk? No, but we told our friends, and it was great. It was a great story, and I never forgot it. Never, never, ever. Until today, I just told you it. And tomorrow, I'm going to wipe it out. We're just going to clean the cabinets and the brain. Ah. Anyway, so there's a little story I wanted to tell you. Like I said, I never forgot it. So there you go. Some ear pleasure for you and your day. So, is this it? Is this the end? Have we reached the end of episode 2, Arizona Unknown? I'm not sure how long these episodes are supposed to be. I feel like they're kind of short, but is that okay? Is that what do you want me to do? You want me to keep rambling? Okay. Once upon a time, there was a guy who walked into the forest, and he found trees. Posted it on TikTok. He blew up. Just kidding. Anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. Forget I said this. And yeah, like I said, I don't know how long these are supposed to be, but I feel like it's been a fun time. And I feel like we've done enough. Hopefully you are pleased. If you are, be sure to rate, review, subscribe. It really does help out. especially like on iTunes, Spotify, all these places. And please, send in your stories. It needs to be local Arizona, it needs to be true, it needs to be unknown. Leave out any names of places, people. And don't forget that you don't have to tell me you're writing in. You can use somebody else's email to write in. But please, send them in, because I do need them. And they really do help me out. Even if you don't think it's the best story, it doesn't matter. I believe in you. And I believe you have something to say. So I look forward to hearing from you. Send them to azunknownpodcast@gmail.com. azunknownpodcast@gmail.com. And as always, thank you. Until next time, my friends. Goodbye.